Moonlight. They met every few weeks at a specified time. It took seconds. She handed over the parcel, then walked on. All he saw were her slim ankles and her dark plait. She wore a full scarf tied under her chin, so he caught only brief glimpses of her profile. He might have seen more, but the nights they met were always dark, well clear of the full moon. These precautions had a purpose. If he was captured, he couldn't identify the girl. He was to place the blame on the blind man who sat for long hours in the local cafe. But he couldn't help imagining what she might look like. Her musky scent aroused his senses. His mother and sister always wore floral fragrances. From a young boy, he could detect their presence by the delicate imprint of their perfumes. But living on the run meant sleeping rough, and long days in a lonely hideaway high in the Jura Mountains. There'd been no perfume or women for a long time. "When the war is over," he'd say to himself, "I'll find that girl. Does she know how much danger she's putting herself in?" And then with an effort, he'd will himself to think about something other than her slim ankles, long legs, and the fine features hidden by her scarf. It was only when he was preparing for their next liaison that he allowed himself to imagine meeting her face to face. When the shot rang out, he fell to the moonlit road. He could see her face. She was not as young or beautiful as he'd imagined. He lay still, taking in her musky aroma as she raised the rifle again. He'd never once imagined her as a sniper or a traitor.